Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting 7th. The catcher, Milt May. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to 3rd. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Mankowski fields it and throws to 2nd for the out. Bannister scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lemon chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bannister. Bannister fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bannister. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. Fuentes moves to 3rd. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Fuentes scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards 1st. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to 1st. Safe. Thompson moves to 2nd. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Stanley moves to 2nd. It's 3-1, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first, with Sykes covering, for the out. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to third. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Kemp trapped. There's the throw to Bannister who tags Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. Downing moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Sykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Downing moves to third. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Downing scores. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garr scores. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Fuentes scores. Kemp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kim moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley is walked intentionally. Kemp moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Adams pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing third base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from May and he is safe. Horta steals second. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen now playing center field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes bunts towards the mound. Hamilton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hamilton. Verizer scores. LaFleur moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.